It is the Friday Show with Neil Atkinson. I've got Tom Fahey and Billy Grant to join us on the blower as it wears on this one. In fact, we'll just do Tom now. Get out the way first. Games Villa versus Arsenal. Let's go.
Tom Fahey to talk about Aston Villa, who face Arsenal this weekend. It's a very interesting game against Arsenal all of a sudden, because Arsenal are in a bad place. It is consecutive, well, defeat slash not picking up points from an Arsenal point of view. But that's also the case for Aston Villa. It's back-to-back defeats. Obviously, one's away at Manchester City. That sort of thing happens. A 4-2 defeat by Leicester in a game that it looks from the outside looking in, and Tom might disagree with me, but it looks like one of those football matches that every now and again just gets out of hand and everyone loses the run of themselves. Villa were 2-1 up and ended up losing the game 4-2 while still having a ton of opportunities in the second half. Tom, is this something to be concerned about, or is this just the ups and downs of effectively a new manager aside that's still not entirely settled? Are you worried about the back-to-back defeats, or do you just think, you know what, this will just settle itself down in a minute or two?
Yeah, I think they'll just settle themselves down. You know, I feel like the last two games, the defence has been in like a funk of a non-parliamentary manner I'd describe, where it's not fun. It's just a bit weird, where we've conceded all the chances that sometimes you'd get a bit of luck and not concede. You know, Man City, you're on hiding to nothing playing them. So the 3-1 against Man City, it's really weird to say it was encouraging, because the first half was dreadful. And it's the closest I've ever came to turning off Villa, because I was like, there's no point in watching this. We're losing 3-0. Our former captain has dived against us to win a penalty. It's all a bit miserable. And then the second half was actually really fun and really encouraging. You know, Coutinho looked amazing when he came on. John Duran is the most exciting thing I've ever seen. He's like watching Benteke in fast forward. He's great. So I'm all right with it. The Leicester game was just one of them, like where I left Villa Park. We'd lost 4-2. And I was like, that was quite fun. I didn't mind that. But yeah, it happens. I'm slightly worried if Tyrone Mings isn't available this weekend. I am very worried, but other than that, we move.